Tattoo Johnny's Podcast. Tattoo Johnny's Podcast. Two Johnny's recording a podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome to the Two Johnnies podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I'm Johnny Smacks. Welcome to podcast 147, coming to you like your granny serving up a heart attack of a full Irish breakfast because you're a grown boy. On this week's podcast, To Infinity and Beyond, we discuss space travel. What does it involve? Why do people do it? And why are we obsessed with it?
19 years he played senior football for the club and he never caught a ball. Well, he caught a ball, like, but he didn't catch the ball. Every time the ball came near him, he threw a boot on it. Noel Furlong will be here with the news.
Maura's internet isn't working today, so our personal butler, intern, Neil, is here with a mystery topic.
And as traditional as Don Lowe cues, like starting every sentence when doing punditry with RT, saying, Do you know,
Joanne?
We run off the podcast with our
Yurts and Dirts
of the Week.
Before commencing with proceedings, though, matters arising from last week's podcast.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, on last week's topic of nursing, Roseanne emailed saying, I was walking around Dunn's listening to it, and I'm not going to lie, I got a touch emotional with your lovely words of support. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here to talk about the manky, weird things nurses deal with on a regular basis.
That's what we're talking about. We don't do emotions here.
One of my friend's favourite stories for me was when I was a student doing placement in hospital. I walked into a 6-bedded ward to check on one of her older, confused patients, and she was lying calmly in bed, enjoying a bar of chocolate. I turned away from her to grab some gloves from a holder on the wall, when next thing, a piece of chocolate goes flying past me. I turned back to the patient in bed, let's call her Mary, and walked over to her and could see she had chocolate all over her hands and face. But as I got closer, I picked up on a smell that wasn't quite chocolate.
I knew it was going to be there.
That's not unusual, though, in a hospital where not everyone can get to the toilet on time. So I said I'd better check her and make sure she hadn't had an accident. On my way to get wipes and clean clothes, I looked back at what she had thrown at me, and it didn't quite look like chocolate because it was a piece of shit. Naturally, I couldn't let her keep eating the actual chocolate. It was a bounty bar, if that matters. So I went back to get gloves. I had forgotten to put them on earlier while I was there. I looked back in time to see Mary stick her hand down her pants to reload. Another piece came flying at me, which I managed to dodge. And I let a shout out to the nurse to help me. And we managed to get her cleaned up, give her back her bounty, and tucked in the blankets extra tight. Smacks, I'm sorry for the poop story. I know you're trying to keep the pot away from that sort of stuff. A less poop-related story was when I was working in the emergency department in a large Dublin hospital, and a young lad, about 22, presented on a Saturday night with severe pain in his nose and a small nosebleed. Turns out, according to him, he had snorted 5 grams of cocaine every day that week, but on Saturday he snorted 6 grams and now had a terrible pain in his nose. So something must have gone wrong with the 6th gram.
That's a lot, is it? That is a lot.
Well, she says, according to him, this is because most studies say that a gram of cocaine can be a lethal dose.
Okay.
This was the drugs equivalent of somebody saying they had 45 pints every day and was fine. But it was the 46th pint that made them sick. He was high as a kite with a very fast heart rate. So we kept him on a chair to keep an eye on him because it's the Irish Health Service and he was technically okay.
Jesus.
He was there waiting all night. He managed to hang on until about 5:30 or 6 in the morning. When he gets up, walks over to one of the senior emergency doctors to ask if he could have a trolley or a bed or something to lie down. He's been on a chair all night and it's very uncomfortable. And he hadn't slept a wink. And I'm assuming the drugs had worn off at this stage. People like to do this in the middle of the place so everyone hears them and feels sorry for them. And they try to make us staff look bad sometimes, make us look like cruel monsters when we say no. Then the doctor, without even looking up from his paperwork, casually and loud enough for people to hear, just said, well, we have trolleys and beds for people who are sick. You just took a load of drugs. The fella couldn't really argue with that, so he just kind of nodded and went back to his seat. Anyone working in healthcare has hundreds of these kinds of stories, but it becomes so typical that we don't even bat an eye. Once a woman called me over so she could take out her dentures and hand them to me.
Oh God.
Another time someone got me to check the blood pressure in his leg, but he didn't tell me it was a prosthetic leg. I've had someone tell me they have sore feet, but they can't wear socks because they're not in the IRA.
What?
What? And a woman just turned to me one day and said, I have no arms. She did.
Oh, I'm loving these stories. Another listener.
Thanks for that, Roseanne. But I want to know what happened to your man's nose.
Yeah.
Get back in touch.
Yeah.
Is he alive?
He shouldn't be doing that. Also, the poo story. Like, why was she eating a bounty? Like, bounties aren't...
They're nice enough, like.
Ah, they're not, lad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the one thing I took from that was, like, a bounty bear. Who likes bounties?
I like bounties.
I've known you...
A long time.
10, 11 years.
Yeah.
I've never seen you eat a bounty.
Right, I've cut back on them. But
in the last 11 years? Bounties are class, man, in the 80s when I used to eat them.
I'm in favour of them.
Okay, another listener emailed in and said, the best and worst nursing job I ever had was on a medical ward in a Galway hospital. Total hell. But I think the worse the job, the better the mischief. So when we got a few minutes to have a laugh, we would really rip the piss out one another. I borrowed one of the patient's false legs. He was in bed and didn't need it for the rest of the night. So I hid the leg in a storage room, stuck the shoe side out on the corridor, piled up a load of blankets on the ground to make it look like someone was asleep underneath them. But all you could see was this leg. I borrowed the patient's trousers as well. I went back up the corridor to look for help to get this patient up off the floor. One of the girls caught him by the leg to wake him. You should have heard the screams when she thought she pulled his leg off his body.
Hey!
Ah, yes, this is what we like to hear.
And Connor said, I'm a qualified nurse currently living in Glasgow, but originally from Wexford. On last week's podcast of nurses, it's not worth the money, but it's a vocation. The thing to think about is if you can't do it yourself, personal care, hygiene, etc. Someone has to do it for you.
Fabulous use of your THs there, John.
I'm really trying.
The thing. You've went full my mother at you know, on the phone. The thing to think about is, are you familiar with the town of Care?
The things you say, you have opposed, just give you away. The thing to think about. Everyone has parents and grandparents. Would you say no to cleaning dim? I've often thought of leaving the job due to the COVID and being understaffed. Being a male in an all-female profession isn't easy, but when you're a student, the choice of women is unbelievable. Here's a light-hearted nursing story. A friend of mine was nursing an elderly patient who was about 80 and had dementia. He says, I don't agree with this, but I did think it was funny. The lady kept crying for her mother, and my friend said, sorry, your mother has gone to pastures new, as you'd expect. Later that day, a 102-year-old lady came in that was actually your one's mother.
Oh my God.
My friend was shocked, to say the least, but afterwards, we did laugh a little.
I'm loving you pronouncing that properly. Like, you realise this lad Connor's from Wexford. He doesn't pronounce his TH either, lad. You should have read that in the full, like, she was 102, son. She came in now and over.
I don't generalise.
Getting locked out, right? Anonymous was in touch. Years ago in my wilder, drunker days, I was at a work night out. Well, after a line of five different shots, the rest is black. The last thing I remember is down in the last green shot. Next thing, I wake up in my bed with my workmate clinging onto me like a koala. The absolute horror. Both fully clothed, thank God. But it was 9:30 and work was at 10.
Oh.
Don't ask me how we made it to work on time. I was so sick in work the next day that a week after the incident, the customer said, jeez, you look better today. Terrible. Anyways, a bit of a backstory as it transpired. That morning when we woke up, my handbag was upside down on my kitchen table. Empty. No phone, no nothing.
Oh.
My keys were in the back door, upside down. When I arrived at work, slowly dying in the office, the phone rings. I answered. Lo and behold, it was one of my neighbours. They recognised my voice and said, blank, is that you? I have your phone. It was outside my house on the grass. They were very sound in fairness and handed it into work to me. I thought this was the end of it and I could move on blissfully unaware of what had happened that night. Nope, not this time. This was only the beginning. About a month later, my mate was working and a different neighbour says to him, do you not remember? You tried to come into our house. You must have been confused.
Oh.
We thought someone was breaking in and you had some girl with you. He was mortified. I was relieved. They didn't recognise me. That's how bad I must have been. So I thought this was it, excepting there was probably more to the story I prefer to remain unaware of. But no. Another few weeks pass and I'm in the local in the toilet, and of all things I have a pint of Guinness in hand waiting to use the loo. Another yet again different neighbour approaches me. Blank, I've been waiting for the right moment to talk to you. You definitely don't remember, but it was our house you broke into that night.
What?
Me standing there, pint in hand, in absolute shock horror. Bearing in mind I was generally a quiet, reserved individual. Turns out they had a couple staying with them, Airbnb, who had trouble locking the door of their granny flat out back. Sure, it's the countryside. I'm sure they didn't expect two polluted fools to ramble in. The poor couple nearly knocked my friend out until they realised what was going on. We were clearly confused and lost, mortified. I had to shamefully call to the neighbour's house with chocolates, nearly in tears from the mortification, to apologise. Imagine that review on Airbnb. My parents were away that fateful weekend and to this day never found out. What we got up to also remains a mystery, although the fact we are fully clothed gives me hope that no bonking occurred. Anyways, fuck the builder who built all the houses on my street nearly identical. Not good. I'm glad I have emigrated now. It didn't help to be working locally after such an ordeal.
Wow. These stories of people getting locked out are just giving me shivers.
But like, that was like the one last week. Someone came into the hotel room and now someone's going into Airbnbs. This, someone comes into my hotel room. That's why I always sleep with a shotgun on my ass.
Nicknames still running, lads. Anonymous says, as a young Irish child, of course, my parents sent me off to start training for the county at the ripe age of 6. It was such a shame. Their county star was actually more in the shape of a barrel, less than a mean football machine. Anyways, at the time of under 6 training, it was my friend's dad training us, and let's say I had my own idea of how the training was going to go. He would send us doing laps of the field at every training session, but my barrel shape didn't really make me the fastest or fittest child, so I decided it was best if my teammates did the running on my behalf. So from then on, my coach named me Cement. He would shout, "Cement!" at training. And looking back at it now, I can only imagine the confusion of the parents on the sideline of those mini blitzes back west. I'm 19 now, and unfortunately, since it was such a savage nickname, every now and then my friends will whip out an old Cement comment. I think Cement is a cool nickname.
That's a classic name, yeah.
Well, Cement.
There's a lad in Cashel called Peter.
Yeah.
Ah, that's not hectic, like. Cement's better than that.
Definitely. How are you, Cement?
Peter messaged, as far as nicknames go, my brother had a friend who was engaged 3 times. They called him Lord of the Rings. I think that's brilliant.
Did you ever get married?
I don't have the backstory on it now at the moment. Come on, Peter. Give us more details.
I actually knew a guy called Rodney and everyone called him Dave.
Ah, that's good now. That is good. Layered jokes. Yeah.
Only Fools and Horses reference there. Talking about waking up to things in bed.
Things in your bed.
This is the continuation of the getting locked and mad shit happening theme, really. Peter said, we were at the sister-in-law's wedding a few years back, and I'm a city boy from Belfast, and the family she was marrying into, they were country boys from Tyrone. So as you'd expect, there was plenty of pints consumed. During the speeches, the hotel's host, for some strange reason, mentioned one of the guests at the wedding. He used to own the hotel. Fast forward, the day and the night and the pints had been had. At around 4 a.m, the bride and groom decided to call it a night and head off to bed. They both got into the room and they were greeted by a head popping out of their wedding bed. The hotel had given the former owner and his wife the bridal suite in a double booking. The groom went to reception and was not happy. They had to sleep in another room. In fairness, the hotel compensated them with a free night stay, which is good, seeing they'll get a proper use out of the room. Aye. Whether he left it off or decided to drive it, I did not ask.
That's a fair mess up from the hotel there now, in terms of like, there's a wedding on in your hotel.
Yeah. Guess who's in the bridal suite?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Come on.
And did the former owner, the other guest, did he not come in and be like, wow, looks, the previous guests have left all their luggage here. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he was at the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, that's here. What, come on. I'm picking holes in this.
Also, on babies being born, I have a son just over 1 year old. Congrats. When they are born with a serious size of balls. Sorry, I can't put it any other way. No one told me that. So when I saw him, I questioned if he was mine at all. Just a heads up in case you don't know. Peter from Belfast, I did not know.
No, I definitely did not know that.
Babies are born with massive testicles. I did not know that.
I'm going to have to ask someone that.
We got any baby experts?
Midwiferies.
Midwifery, yeah.
On pranks, Brian was in touch. We were playing club. Brian was in touch. We were playing club. Why can't I say club? We were playing club rugby in England, and obviously, like all lads, there's dreams to go and play at the highest possible level. So we had this Kiwi lad. Not the best, but by Jesus, did he give it everything. He spent game mornings watching videos of Richie McCaw's best tackles and all. So we had a connection into one of the biggest clubs in England and got in contact with their coaches and asked him to contact our Kiwi teammate Stevie and ask him to come up for a trial, but not to tell anyone. Bear in mind, Stevie is the world's most loyal man of all time. He'd give you a go of his wife if you're on a dry spell.
Whoa!
Matt, Stevie.
This Max wouldn't even pass the ball.
The Tuesday trial arrives and Stevie contacts our coaches to say he can't make training because he has to work late. And off he goes to the big time to try and get himself a new club. We got the manager of the new club to have a picture taken with Stevie shaking hands, holding the club shirt in front of the club crest and all. Proper Sky Sports job. Now, the rugby season runs from August to May, and Stevie had his trial around October, November time. He heard nothing back and presumed all was hush, and that he'd get a chance some other time. Fast forward to the last court session of the season, proper tear-up. We had the whole court session play out, not a mention of Stevie until the last round of fines. We handed out 30 prints of Stevie holding the big club's jersey and shaking hands with their manager, thinking he was one step closer to the All Blacks. Poor cunt. Poor fella's arms dropped long-winded, but it was 6 months of constant holding waiting for the big picture. So they pranked him, waited 6 months for the reveal. They are evil, evil bastards by there.
That's one of the meanest pranks.
Oh, it's excellent, though. Yes.
Well done, but awful.
I could not sit on something like that for 6 months.
No way.
Like, if I buy someone a present, I'll have them told within 10 minutes.
I heard with a lad who, before he went out in the field, used to watch videos of, like, war from the Middle East and stuff. I swear to God.
I know a lad.
Do you remember, yeah?
Yeah, no, fairness, he couldn't really raise the ball.
Fair intensity.
He was intense, yeah. Didn't he dislocate
his own
his own shoulder or collarbone trying to raise the ball?
Yeah. There was no even mark on him.
He ran out to rise and just dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah, he was telling us that he'd been home watching all these mad videos of lads fighting out in the Middle East.
Oh, my God.
You're getting psyched up for a Junior B match. Who cares?
You don't want to mark him.
If you're listening, how are you getting on, Niall? Actually, no, another Niall says, hashtag save our chicken rolls. All right, lads, thought it was time to share some positivity on the whole chicken fillet roll fiasco. My old fella, who's a part-time listener, came home from work today with a proper bargain and a good story to go with it.
A part-time listener?
Yeah, get your act
together. This isn't false. You know what I mean? Don't be half-arsing it, you got to commit.
X's and O's.
Yeah, there's no
week on, week off here, is it? Anyway, Circle K in Castle Bar must be listening because a chicken roll with toppings included was $3.85.
Yes.
On top of this, the young lad behind the deli says there's a free can of Coke to go with that. Dad, a bit taken aback by the offer, replies, Jesus, for $3.85, nothing wrong with that. The fellow behind the counter said, yup, it's outrageous. Clearly finding great humour in his subtle joke that he assumed would go straight over the head of his 50-year-old customer. Two fucking Johnnies, Dad shouts back while walking away. Your man was outrageously delighted.
That's class. That is brilliant. We seem to be making progress on the chicken fillet roll. Finally, Graham said, a chicken fillet roll, chicken, cheese, sweet corn, mayo in the Gala shop on the main street in Bray, €2.90. Add in a can of Coke, it'll cost you a whopping €3.50.
That's very cheap.
Good, lad. There hasn't been anything this week that's been outrageous.
I'll tell you what has, though.
Yeah.
I'm following UCD on Twitter.
Well,
there's a trend going around parts of Dublin where people are calling it a chillet.
I'm not having that.
Just want to stop this now before it gets out of hand.
Yeah.
Chillet. Unless it's going to be like chillet, the best a man can get.
Is there nothing sacred anymore?
If you're going to take chicken fillet rolls away from us, like, just...
Whatever about CFR?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? I'll half make a case for an abbreviation, but like a D4 twang slang on it, like of a chile. Is that what it, I can't even chillet. Bring myself to say a chillet. Nah.
Well, my mate Joy Lips used to call DVRs. Double vodka.
Red Bulls.
Yeah.
A DVR, yeah, that's not bad. That can catch on.
You know, you've got to save time at the bar.
Yeah.
DVR.
Yeah. They'd be like, what? No, we don't do drugs.
Is it for your car? Is it? What is it? Okay. Thanks so much for all your correspondence, lads. Now, the big Maura's not here.
Yeah, yeah. She normally referees. Who's going to get the Two Johnnies podcast mug that's sponsored by KC Sports, who carry all the lovely Two Johnnies merch?
Neil, the intern, who did you like for the mug?
I quite like Cement. That was quite good. Or...
Maura would never have gone for
the girl. The girl who got locked out, I had to piece her night together from all her neighbours over a few months.
Yeah, that is quite bad. Now, I still like the evil rugby guys.
That's quite good.
That
is quite good.
Send us in the photo and the mug's yours.
Yeah, we're going to have to... Yeah, we're going to
overrule Neil.
We're going to have to overrule Neil.
Sorry,
you know?
That's a bad start for you, Neil, the intern.
Yeah,
bad start.
Neil the intern. Yeah, that's 6 months more probation for you, Neil. Okay, so Brian, the evil rugby man, if you can get in contact... Email podcast at twojohnnies.ie and we'll sort that mug out for you.
Hopefully you're not still living in England because I don't have to post it.
Yeah, and send us that photo of your man holding the jersey as well if you can. That would really just set it off for us. Now, the weekly roundup, John Boy.
What's been going on, John Boy?
It's been a busy enough week, in fairness.
As per usual. People know it. The cat's out of the bag, lad.
The cat's out of the bag, lad. The TV show, we announced it on the podcast last week and now we can reveal that it's on Christmas Eve, 10:15 on RTE2. What about that, like Christmas Eve, what?
Unreal.
Who'd have thought it?
I know, yeah.
My mother was bawling.
Go ahead.
She's not able for it, lad. She's going around. She's like, can you sign a few books for me? She's my unofficial agent in Ross Grey. Please, could people stop harassing her looking for signed merchandise? Give the woman a break. Yeah, no, she's buzzing, like. No, she's... I was like, oh, I might watch it, like, you know, with Johnny. She's like, you'll have to come home. I don't care, it's Christmas Eve. So, obviously, you know.
We'll see.
I don't know where I'm going to be watching it.
We're buzzing for it. We finished up filming this week. It was announced before it was all filmed. Sorry, that's ruined the illusion.
Three quarters was filmed, yeah. I would say.
We're filming in Abbottstown in Dublin. The GAA Centre of Excellence is there.
Oh, my
Holy God.
Oh, I'd give it, any GA man would be on a horn now going into Abbottstown.
There's three full-size grass pitches, is there?
And there's three or
four. One full-size 3G all-weather pitch, fully floodlit.
Around 10 dressing rooms, like pure kitted out, like proper real slick dressing rooms, meeting rooms, there's canteens. Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
There was no one there, like with midweek morning and COVID and all that, but
we were there
acting the maggot.
Yeah,
and you can rent it for 100 quid and 150 with the lights,
which is very reasonable.
It's very reasonable for a full size 3G pitch.
I think a lot of GA clubs and stuff don't realize that, like, you can actually, anybody can book it. Yeah, so
and we were saying to him, oh, are the Dubs here much? And they were like, no. The Dubs pretty much refuse to use it because they don't want to be seen to be having an advantage.
Yeah.
They like to train in the muck.
I'd be using it. Yeah. Tell you that. I'd be in there every day.
Also, one more thing. This week, you know, I've been involved with the club gear here in Care.
Yeah.
And I have to give a mention for one lady who was filling out the details of her child's gear.
Yeah.
And where it said, if you would like your child's initials on it, optional. She wrote no.
No way. You're having me on. So you're actually joking me.
All her kids' gear has come with N-O on every item.
Oh, no.
And I feel so bad for her.
Who's
she's from Care. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm in talks with the supplier, but all her gear has come with N-O.
As the gear liaison officer for the club, you know, I mean, is this in your remit?
I don't. I'm going to try help her out. Like, it's
you going to get yes on a couple of them?
Honestly, she should have just left it blank or scratched it or something. But it's look, it was a human error. It could have been like, you know, Neil Ormond. You know.
So if you've got a group of kids,
just leave it blank. So we're going to try help her out. God bless her. Oh, yes, Spotify Unwrapped. Everyone was posting their Spotify Unwrapped. And Spotify announced Two Johnnies podcast was the number one most listened to podcast in Ireland in 2020.
Number one, baby. There you go. We can officially say we're number one now. Yeah. We've been screaming it for a long time. But it's not we didn't know.
We didn't have proof until now.
Yeah. Fuck you, Joe Rogan.
I like a bit of Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I did listen to it from time to time.
Wait, here's today's topic, lad. It's right up Joe Rogan's avenue.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get stoned now and talk about space.
There's a new Knowles News mug now on twojohnnies.ie, along with a nice Christmas jumper and this lovely quarter zip that smacks of sporting there.
Yeah, and there's also a retro zip that looks pure Diego Maradona, lad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God rest him. Like, you know, God I don't want to be seen to be profiting from the man's debt. But it is like something you would have worn in the 80s. And it's a nice jacket. And it's all on the twojohnnies.ie.
And thanks so much to everybody who signed up for our Thursday podcast on the Patreon. And this week's podcast, number 37, we were given our takes on what laws we would change. People throwing rappers on the ground. The guards should be allowed to kick in the shin. Okay. I mean sweet rappers. I don't mean like 50 Cent and Jay-Z.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I just can't understand people throwing rubbish on the ground. And I see it all the time. There's loads of bins around.
I haven't seen it in years.
I've seen it, lad.
I haven't seen it in years.
Have you ever called anybody out in it?
I would have seen
something. I have. I was outside the Chipper and Care one night and a woman was eating a bag of chips, got halfway through it and she threw it in the ground.
You're having me on, lad.
I said to her, like, I said, there's no need for that. And then she said, fuck are you saying? And I was like, it's like, do you know what I mean? I live here. It's the main street. Like, Care is a heritage town. We get all the tours. She was from Care.
It was.
I think it was like a garlic chip and all. It was stuff everywhere.
She just fucked her up then.
She was like, don't you tell me. She's like, I worked in Chippers. And I was like, I don't see how that's relevant. Just
I worked in Chippers. I'll lit her if I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of the Big GA Breakfast in association with Boyle Sports that goes out on our social channels every Saturday and Sunday morning, then you need to tune in because we're doing a live watch-along of the All-Ireland Hurling Final next Sunday.
It's going to be great.
You mean Johnny going to sit down, have a few cans, probably get rowdy, shout at the referee and similar other stuff like that.
So, allegedly.
Yeah, you can two screen. You can tune in, watch the hurling on the telly, watch us on your phone.
We'll be your commentary.
There you go. Last week, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said he is highly confident that the company will land humans on Mars in about 6 years from now. The key to this is the SpaceX Starship rocket, a stainless steel vehicle that the company is building with the goal of launching cargo and as many as 100 people at a time. So we've decided to talk about the history of space travel, what it involves, and would we do it?
So Elon Musk is going to be the cavernous boss of of space travel.
Where's he going to stop on the way though? It's going to
he's going to Mars, but you have to go to Josephine's restaurant in Urlingford before you.
Oh, he was about to say Urlingford as well.
Before
that's
you leave
mental.
Before you leave Earth's orbit, you have to stop in Duro for chips in the forge.
No, that's very weird. I was about to say, like, so you're telling me
that's where
sinking up, man. Where's
boss are from Urlingford?
Is it?
Yeah.
That's why it's in my brain.
That's why it's in your head, yeah. No, look, so space. Right?
Yeah.
The space that exists beyond Earth's atmosphere. They say there is no sound in space.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
You go there for a bit of peace. Fucking hell at the moment.
Quick story for you.
Yes.
There's a band I like from Canada called Rush. I saw them play in the Tree Arena.
Right.
They are the reason that record label contracts now say universe instead of Earth.
Okay.
Because
big demand in Mars.
NASA were using their songs as part of the launch. And they were like, we never gave you the rights for that. So now if you get a music contract, whatever, like it says, you know, universal distribution instead of worldwide.
Wow.
There's another piece of useful information. Useless information.
Thanks, man. I enjoyed that. I might go and listen to some Rush.
Okay, well, they say that human spaceflight has been limited to low Earth orbit and the moon. On the other hand, uncrewed spacecraft have apparently reached all known parts of the solar system.
What does that mean now, uncrewed? Like
no one on board.
No one on board.
Yeah.
Okay. No fella pointing out the safety exits or, you know, coming around with the in-flight magazine.
Yeah, on your left is Jupiter.
Yeah, and if you want to buy 200 Benson and Hedges, get them on the way down.
Paninis, 99 euro. And they taste like dirt. Swear to God, come back from America, there was just not enough food in the plane.
No.
They say they haven't got the technology. I was watching a speech Barack Obama made where he was saying they're hoping in the next 10 years to get beyond low Earth orbit.
What do you mean, like?
So, like, the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah. Explain this to me now. Because, like, you and Neil were talking about space today, and I felt like I was, like, invited into something, a conversation that I knew nothing about. I felt like, you know, I was like, I don't like GA, and then I listened to two lads talking about GA. You were talking about space, and I was like, I'm going to go away and have me lunch.
Right. So the first person to...
Neil Armstrong.
No, he was on the moon. But say right. Yuri Gagarin, the Soviets did it in 1961.
Okay. He went up to space.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And then the Americans allegedly landed on the moon.
Okay.
In 1969.
See how we were all saying allegedly.
Yeah, well, sure, we weren't there.
Yeah.
I think they did.
Yeah. They're not. They told us they did.
But what do they call that belt of radiation, Neil? The van...
Oh, you'll have to remind me.
Oh, sorry, you're trying to remind me, lad. Oh, this lad, he's having a shocker.
Fucking hell. Mara, hello. Hello, so, is the internet back?
Basically, people now are saying, why haven't you gone back to the moon? And the Americans are saying that they have lost that technology and that there is like a radiation belt outside Earth's orbit.
So they could go there in 1969, the Americans, yeah. Right?
And but, now they're saying they can't go now.
Come on.
And it's very weird.
They're having an absolute laugh.
They're very weird.
Like, without jumping into conspiracy theories straight away, which, trust me, I do have my reservations on this topic.
Right, the first person to walk on the moon, Neil Armstrong.
Yep.
He was followed 19 minutes later by Buzz Aldrin, yeah. Who's got to be sickened.
Oh, lad. I wonder, were they sitting abroad in the spacecraft going, right, who's going to go first? There's only one way to settle this, Buzz. Rock, paper, scissors.
100%.
100%. I like to think that.
The big space gloves then would probably be hard.
Yeah, it would be.
And who was waiting for him? Crew member Michael Collins.
I thought that.
Michael Collins was on the moon.
Jesus, who knew? That would, in fairness, lad.
Fighting for Irish freedom on the moon.
He faked his own debt, lad. That's incredible how he's managed that.
50 years.
How did he stay under the radar for 50 years?
So just behind the star stripes, there's a tricolour. There's a tricolour on the moon, lads. And they say that five subsequent Apollo missions have also landed astronauts on the moon. But no one has landed there with men since 1972.
Yeah.
You have to wonder, what was the point of going to the moon?
Oh, lad. You keep asking these questions and I keep wanting to give you my conspiracy theory. So don't tease me.
Well, go on.
They weren't on the moon, lad. That was all recorded in a television studio.
Why?
Why has no one went back since? This is the thing, right?
No.
If I said to you, hey, I'm after going up this mountain, right? Yeah. And it's class.
Yeah.
And then you were like, bring me up. And I was like, no. Can't bring you up there because I don't have the tools to bring you up there. But I did 2 years ago. And if you'd asked me 2 years ago, I'd have brought you up. Doesn't make any sense.
It was curiosity. Like, they're at night and they're like, we went up there.
No, like, that's just bullshit.
And then they got there and they're like, okay, there's fucking nothing here.
Yeah,
let's not come back.
No. I'm not buying that.
Johnny, do you know how expensive it is to go to the moon?
Yeah, but
you can't just go to the moon to settle a bet.
I would. Like, yeah, but look how rich Elon Musk is.
Like,
Take not know him, like, that's absolute pennies to Elon Musk.
He'd lose that running for the bus.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, he is down under the mattress. He go to the moon.
Elon, have you priced to the moon?
Since 1972, no one's bothered going to the moon because the Yanks said, we were on the moon. There's not much up there. Like, if someone said to me, that restaurant's terrible, I probably wouldn't go. If you told me, you're like, not the moon. Like, do you know what I mean? If someone said, oh, the steak's bad in there, I wouldn't go. But someone's saying, like, the moon's crap, lad, you shouldn't go. You know, imagine someone saying to you, right, Spain's crap for a holiday. Would you never go to Spain at all?
Well, if it was like 50 billion to get there.
Yeah, but right. If it was 50 billion to get there, but you had a gazillion money.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's relatively cheap then for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Yanks lying to us, man. And the Russians. They're in on it too. Definitely.
Out of the three of us in the room, I did not see this conspiracy theories coming from you.
Yeah, but I don't care. Really about what's out there. You know, I don't lie in bed and go like looking at the moon going, fucking, I wonder what else is up there now. And I don't care about what's going on in fucking Kilkenny.
Yeah, once you leave the parish of Care, yeah. You can take or leave it.
If it's not going to directly affect me.
Or like, Camden Street in Dublin.
Yeah, listen, I have my haunts, you know what I mean? But that's
do you not think that America went, right, partly just to annoy the Russians. They were in like an arms race with the Russians. And then, saying you're going to the moon is an excuse to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in rocket technology. And if they can rocket a man to the moon, they can rocket your gaff.
Yeah, I'm not...
It's a big flex, man.
I'm not disputing the fact that they've probably done it like as a flex to the Russians.
Mm.
But like, the Americans are the ones laughing because like they were like, oh, it costs us $100 million to go to space. And they didn't. They just went to a television studio and done it. Probably cost $100 quid. Got a bit of green screen.
Pocketed the money.
Definitely. The Buzz Aldrin's at home going like, do you ever see, like, isn't there a clip of him online punching someone in the face who says it's a conspiracy theory? Google that.
Haven't seen that one, though.
Punching them.
Although Richard Nixon is on the phone to them, which I did find very strange.
Yeah. Like, are you having a laugh? Here we are in
20... I've seen that.
No. Here we are in 2020 and we can't get fibre broadband in Care.
Yeah.
And Richard Nixon's ringing the boys in space. Come on. Oh, that's it. That end of topic. What's next? Mars mystery topic, is it? Move on. Oh, I don't
there
believe it.
Are people throwing their radios out the window listening to you, Smarties?
No, but like, seriously.
I can't disprove it either way.
There we go. I win. You can't disprove me. I win.
You can't prove that they didn't.
Okay. Next, he'll be telling me no. Buzz Lightyear was fucking up there as well, was he? And Woody and the boys with Toy Story.
Just on the moon, yesterday I was online and I saw SpaceX, Elon Musk's company. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
They're going to race remote-controlled cars on the moon.
Bit of crack in that now.
Telling you.
But are they, though, Neil? Or are they going to race remote-controlled cars in Arkansas?
In
yeah, in his studio. Well, he's so rich, like, he's just sitting at home thinking of, like, mad games he can play, like. Isn't yeah. he? He's fulfilling a childhood dream there now.
He could definitely troll the entire planet.
Yeah, definitely. When, like, so the astronauts that went up there.
Yeah.
Like, how back then were they trained for it if they didn't know what it was? Do you know what I mean? Like, they went up to space not really knowing. Like, no one knew the crack with the moon. So, like, they were going in blind is what I'm saying. Like,
they would have had uncrewed missions going up.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
machines
but no,
going up,
yeah, but
so.
No humans.
Yeah, but I mean.
Would you go in to do your driving test if you didn't know what it was?
Well, what was? I would be familiar with the car.
Yeah, but like if you went in now, right, and you'd say, right, you had no idea what it was, and you went in, your man said, do a 3-point turn. You were like, what's a 3-point turn?
Sure, this is, you know what I mean? Make it up as you go along.
Obviously, it was a risk, like.
Yeah.
That they were like, okay, we might not come back, but at the same time, we might be the first people on the moon.
Yeah.
And now everyone knows Neil Armstrong's name, whether he did it or not.
And Michael Collins.
And Michael, yeah.
He's not afraid.
That's the best thing we've unearthed from this, anyway.
NASA.
Yes.
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, formerly known as NACA. NACA. Obviously, you can't say that anymore. Jesus Christ. They used to call themselves that. That's horrendous. Is an independent agency of the US federal government responsible for the civilian space program. 100% they're giving technology to the military.
NASA.
Ah, yeah. You telling me like the US military rings NASA? I was like, well, kid, just seen your rocket there on the internet, lad. Have you won them going spare, have you?
I'm just hypothetically asking now, how far will that travel?
No, I'm not invading anyone. I'm just saying, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Ask him about the rocket. How far does it go? Stainless steel, is it?
No, the boy's only wondering how fast does it go, like.
So how much are they?
Would you fit a nuke in it? No, would you? Astronaut training. Oh, this has gone down a weird turn. Anyway.
Yeah, but no, like a lot of kids, like some lads, like I never had it, and never even as a kid, like didn't have much interest in being an astronaut. But like, you know, the crack is like when you were younger, it was like, what do you want to be? It's like an astronaut.
Yeah, obviously now it's a YouTuber.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's a soccer player.
Yeah, it's been replaced by that. But people did want to become astronauts. I don't think they knew what the training was.
2 years, they say. Glad it takes about 2 years to get a truck license.
2 years? You wouldn't be a welder in 2 years.
Not 4 years.
Yeah.
To be a fitter.
Do you know what I mean? Like?
I was 4 years to be a carpenter.
And you can be an astronaut. Oh my, this whole thing, lads, is really.
But now you see, you have to have a degree before you start.
My nerves are at me. 2 years.
I assume they don't train you and just send you up.
They must do. I put it this way. I worked in Super Value for nearly 5 years, and in the end I qualified as a butcher.
Well, I'm going to stop you there. Are you going to compare butchering to?
Should these boys? I know more about butchering. These boys know by the judges. 2 years. I'd have left after two and become an astronaut.
Yeah, but that's after like a bachelor's and a master's in like astrophysics or mathematics or something like that.
Yeah, but engineering.
I looked at this right when I was doing the research today.
Yeah,
you need a master's degree in mathematics.
Yeah.
But you're driving a spaceship.
Not necessarily.
You should be class of driving.
You could be the what do they call it? The control crew on the ground.
Yeah.
You, like, I mean, they probably start there. I don't know, but that's probably where they start, is in contact with the people that are in space.
Are you following the story of the Irish woman?
No.
Trying to be the first Irish astronaut, Nora Patton. She studied aeronautical engineering in UL in Limerick. And then she later got her doctorate in aerodynamics. And in 2017, she was one of 12 people from around the world selected to take part in a unique scientist astronaut training program. She's now on course to become Ireland's first astronaut.
That is cool. Also, just when you said aeronautical engineering, that's what Annie's brother is.
Yeah, he works at Shannon Airport.
I wouldn't send that man to space.
He made you a barbecue during the summer, though.
He did.
He's a handy fucker. I don't know when he welded you up a shuttle, though. 12 people are selected and 18,500 applied.
For NASA.
Yeah, NASA.
That is hard enough. What, but like, you know, all those, like they say, G-force, you know, we've all probably seen those clips of people who want to be astronauts being swung around in a thing.
Yeah, like the wall of debt at the amusements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you can withstand the wall of debt in the Tranmore amusements for like, you know, 20 minutes, there's some fella from NASA waiting on the way down.
They still say that like 50% of astronauts experience extreme motion sickness, and it can last for like 2 days after they go up. So like they can go through all that training, get through it, and still experience severe motion sickness because it's that severe going up.
Jesus Christ.
It lends me to be like, you know, why? Why would you be?
The salary starts at $66,000 and goes to 160. So let's average, say, 100 grand a year dollars.
Yeah, but
I hope you get mileage.
Yeah. It's 80 cent a mile off the space.
How many miles? 250,000 each way.
You'd want every bit of it, I'll tell you that.
Jeez, you would. You see the food they eat?
Yeah, I've seen the photo. Do you want to explain to people?
They freeze dry things like tea and coffee. It says the natural foods like nuts, cookies. America, sorry. Cookies are not natural. Extended shelf like breads, scones, waffles and rolls, especially formulated to have a shelf life of up to 18 months. Wonder, do they bring chicken fillet rolls?
It's funny, like we've got a photo in front of us that we found doing the research, and it's like candy coated peanuts, which like I'm looking at here, it looks like vacuum packed peanut M&Ms.
Yes.
They're hardly like of nutritional value to bring to space.
She want a bit of crack too, like.
You should send them up a load of Guinness, but it was floating around space.
They should bring those, you know, you can get those Dr. Octor pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
They would last you about 80 years.
Yeah, it's so processed. Let's hope Dr. Octor aren't listening.
Where are you going? Sorry. But they have to work about 10 hours a day and then half day on a Saturday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they work 5 hours on a Saturday.
Who? Astronaut?
Yeah. Didn't they get on the International Space Station?
That's guess.
Didn't they get Sundays off?
Jeez.
But there'd be a whole mix up there. Imagine going up and there's like one lad from Japan, one Russian lad, one Canadian. It's like moving into a college house.
Yeah.
Like, well, where are you from? Japan. Oh, geez, great, crack.
Do you ever wonder how to go to Thailand?
Yeah, I looked into that.
That's Russian designed toilet.
Yeah, vacuum. Wee into a vacuum.
And then they drink the urine.
Imagine like doing this research. That was the one question that I had in my mind. Do they go to the toilet? Yeah, of course I would have taken it there.
Yeah, your pee is sent to a water treatment system and is turned back into drinking water.
Mm.
Look, I always said the Russians be known for drinking mad stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Listen, you see some of the vodka they drink. Christ almighty.
And they sleep in a sleep station. So it's like a sleeping bag that you get into and like a sleeveless jacket and you're just kind of tied or velcroed to the wall. Mm. And then you sleep, just floating about.
That'd be mad like a waterbed.
Wouldn't it be fair weird?
Yeah, that would be weird. I'd love to experience the actual zero gravity thing. I've never done that now. I'd like to like walk into a room and then be able to float. Now listen, I've got the spinnies from too much Jägermeister. I imagine it's probably somewhere along those lines, isn't it?
You can pay and there's an airplane that will bring you really high. You know, you go up high and down. Do you know like if you ever go over like a humpback bridge real fast?
Yeah.
It's like a split second where you're up out of your seat.
Yeah.
Like so that. It's that. You can pay in America.
And Charlie and Chocolate Factory did on that as well. No, sorry. They didn't go up in the plane, but didn't they float?
That was something different.
Oh.
That was like magic.
So something was like, yeah, it's close enough.
I don't know if NASA or Elon Musk were involved. Elon Musk and the Chocolate Factory. So Elon Musk, all-round gas man and owner of SpaceX, they said his goal is reducing space transport costs to enable the colonization of Mars. Ah, come out of the fog, will you? Why are they going colonizing Mars?
We have enough problems here on Earth.
Yes.
And don't be bringing this on us. Jesus, like...
Do you think there's a point in going... Like, you have to have the argument about why are they spending all this money going to the moon and to Mars when if that money was spent on Earth, you'd probably solve a lot of problems.
Just in Ireland. Neil, was it you found a fact where, like, Ireland spent how much on...
Ireland have to contribute to the European Space Association.
I think every nation has to contribute 2 billion to it.
We're hardly giving 2 billion there.
I think we're giving a bit less. Just we're giving a nice bit.
That was...
Have a Google there, Neil, will you? Come on.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if we're given something like that, like, we've got problems here, like, in affordable housing and, you know, we've got families living in hotels and we've got loads of problems. Our student nurses aren't being paid and we're given money.
For space.
About space.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, now, see, there's things being done in space that are handy.
Like, I'll put it this way.
GPS.
Yeah, grand.
Satellites.
Yeah, there is stuff. Broadband, all. Listen, I'm all for that kind of stuff, right? Do you know what I mean? But how is someone up there in space going to build a house for someone who needs it? We've got our priorities wrong here in this country.
Yeah, now they say there are some things been done in space that are can only be done in space, like experiments and stuff. They work in zero gravity.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I'm terrible. I'll never be a leader.
Just on that, Ireland has committed €90 million in spending to the European Space Agency. That was announced in 2016. So that was spread over 5 years.
I'll tell you, the owners of the pubs won't be happy when they hear that.
Fact. It'd buy some pints, wouldn't it?
Do you know what I mean? Like.
So anyway, Elon Musk and SpaceX, they're offering tickets on a SpaceX capsule, $55 million, and you can go up for a holiday, 10 days. On the orbiting outpost. You can go to space for 10 days. Yeah. 55 million.
We'll be doing some ads for that.
Yes, lads, you'll be hearing no TV and Smittix out your ears, lads. What? Yeah, I reckon you could buy the whole Lanzarote for that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 10 days going around, you'd be bored now. You'd be bored after a while.
Okay, we're just going to move it on a small bit, yeah.
But come here, are they not just going up to space, right, to find out? The big question everybody wants to know when we talk about space, and we have to touch on it, is aliens.
Yeah,
like ghosts. Do you believe in them?
I've seen a few aliens around Copper. A few reptiles.
Prison company excluded.
There was reported sightings of a UFO in Mullnahone and Carrickinshore in County Tipperary, 1969.
Yeah.
And the witness, John Shelley.
Yes.
Grandson Jack Shelley. We probably would have hurled against him at some stage. He said, it looked like a cloud with two lights shining out of it, but they weren't flashing on and off as you'd see with an airplane. Now, a fella from Mullnahone also told me John Lahey can hit this litter 700 yards.
Yeah. Right? you would question the... Listen, I don't know. Like, I'll put it this way, the only reason I'm not condemning that is because it's in Tipperary. If that was anywhere else, I'd be like, they're lying. They're lying, there's no UFOs. But is it just a coincidence that like 1969 was when they went to space and that was the time of all the space travel and then people are like, oh, I seen a UFO. There's no one at the moment really, is there, been like, I seen a UFO. If they did, it'd be like, what narcotics have you been taking?
There's still a lot of sightings.
In North America last year.
Okay, bar America.
Almost 6,000 sightings.
Johnny, we've been to America.
Oh, crazy. Hello to all our American listeners. You're all crazy.
I watched a bit of Hector. Sorry, no, just off topic, but I watched a bit of Hector last night. You know, he's got his American show on TG Carr.
Oh, right.
I love that show. But he just had this clip last night where he was like, Americans, man, you know, they're crazy. And it was just 6 minutes of him chatting to like a load of mad fellas, like, and women. It was just, so this, you know, this 6,000 sightings in, I don't know, not buying it.
Okay. NASA has an official policy that forbids pregnancy in space. Sex in space is frowned upon. Imagine, like, your jizz would be everywhere.
How would it work?
Come in my face. I can't. I literally can't.
I'll try.
Up in our back. No, it's just everywhere.
How would it work?
Try explaining that to the control crew. Yeah. We have a bit of an issue.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, here, look, I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I don't know. Is there aliens, like? Scares me. Do you think there's aliens?
Yeah, there has to be.
What do you mean there has to be?
Somewhere, like when you think about how big the universe is.
It's quite big.
It is very, very big. Like a lot of people, I don't think, realise just how big it is. It's like, I think it was Einstein or someone believed it might be infinite, that it just seems to go on and on and on, that it's expanding.
I feel like humans can't comprehend that fact, that imagine like in any direction, it just goes on forever.
Oh. Yeah.
That's mind blowing.
Oh. Yeah, like there's one fact that we have there that was from Carl Sagan, and it was that there's more grains of sand on Earth than there are stars in the universe.
The other way around.
Yes.
There's more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on Earth.
Jeez.
And if you see a star in the sky, that star could already have extinguished, but it's so far away that the light is only getting to us now.
Lads.
Should your mind be blown, lad?
I don't know. I'm getting a pain in my head from thinking about all this. But I tell you.
Best of luck to Nora Patton from Ballina, County Mayo.
Yeah.
Going to be apparently the first Irish astronaut.
That will be cool now, in fairness.
And Nora, if you get a chance, go to the moon.
Yeah, do. Go and let us know for sure. And listen, Nora, don't you dare lie to us either, okay?
If Donald Trump came on the news and said, I've sent astronauts to the moon and they're back and it was great, big success.
I wouldn't believe a word out of his mouth. But we believed.
I'd nearly be inclined to believe him because he's such a liar. That
you think he
easy now?
Him?
Don't get political on us now, lads. Don't get political.
No, I'd probably be like, it's not true, but I don't know. But
right, if any of our listeners, if you've been to the moon or know anyone who has, get in touch.
If you've seen aliens now, like or UFOs, I don't want a load of spam now, but like genuinely, if you have, I don't know, like about aliens, like. Like, are they green? You know, are they like those little aliens that you get in the, you know, like that's teddy bear aliens
from the cinema?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I bet they're probably just humans.
But if it goes on forever and ever in any direction, like, you know, possibly eventually, if Earth happened, something else could have happened. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
There could be another crack Earth if, out there. Like, imagine aliens landed and they were sound.
Hurling aliens.
Wouldn't it be class? It'd be like.
Who are you playing this week? Oh, the aliens.
Oh, Homer away.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, you don't want to play him over there?
No, Muskie. Muskie's giving a lift down there. Elon Musk, yeah. Muskie. Yeah, he's sound out. He's giving us a spin there.
All right.
So we're only hurling a challenge match, though. He's the reason that Santi will be bringing children in his area bulletproof vests for Christmas. It's time for Noel Furlong, and it's time for Noel's News.
Noel's News!
Now, before we get underway with Noel, we just want to play our YR Sauce jingle. They've kindly sponsored Noel's News. Yeah, they're as mad as we are. Here it is. Hey, girl. I don't usually open my heart like this, but I just gotta let you know.
The first time I saw you, you were sitting in a diner. You looked so good. Laid out on the counter. I'd seen you around. I'd seen you on TV. And I never knew you could be so good to me. YR sauce. Put it in a salad. YR sauce. I'm gonna put you in a ballad. It's got tomatoes and spices, onions and dates. Put it on your mat and she'll taste great. Stir fries, cottage pies, vegan tortillas, toast and cheese.
Woo!
YR sauce.
It's class.
YR sauce.
Thanks for sponsoring the podcast. Did you know that it's Irish like a stone wall?
You can use it as a garnish or on your meatballs.
YR sauce.
Now you're talking. Uh-oh.
I'm John.
Paddy, how are things? I was expecting Noel to just stroll in through the door there. No sign.
Noel said he's not coming in. He gets paid.
What do you mean?
For the sauce.
For what sauce?
For the sauce. You're getting money for the sauce, he said.
The YR sauce thing.
He's fucking selling enough of it. I'll tell you that now. He's reducing concrete at home. He's got cabin fever.
Cabin fever.
Yeah, geez, he's cracking up. He's getting titchy, I'll tell you what. 2 in the week, he shot a wasp. Inside in the house. Geez, Cameron was telling me. She saw a mouse, then she was afraid to tell him. He'd fucking get a nuke. He misses the pub.
Does he?
So you know he won't drink the cans.
Yeah.
You know, he said he told me now, a neighbour of his was drinking cans once. He nearly crashed the car.
But did he? Hard?
Yeah, Noel said, you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to be inside them, you know.
In the cans?
Yeah. You know what I mean? A pint, you can see into a pint.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Suppose you could pour the can into a glass.
You could do that, yeah.
Well, he didn't think of that. So you remember last Easter when we went to Dublin? Yeah. We went to Dublin. Myself, Noel, the painter and the onion.
The painter and the onion?
Yeah. You know the painter. Well, he's not actually a painter, but they call him that because he always wears 2 coats.
Jeez.
And Jeez, you know the onion? Jeez, he'd put 15 jackets on, hats, scarves, cool. It was cruel, the onion. He bought layers in the middle of all the one. Noel, he made the train stop at every station so he'd get a pint.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
Jeez, when you think you get 2 at a time, he'll never skip a town. But he got himself in the train, driver nearly went to blows.
Go away.
Yeah. It was Easter Bank Holiday weekend. And the train was busy. They're still talking about it now. The Good Friday disagreement, they call it. Can you tell me this?
Yeah.
You were going to space.
Oh, we're just talking about space there. Yeah.
Space? Yeah. Yeah, I won't be around. I'm not going to space with him. Yeah. I couldn't do the powder of milk.
Could you not?
No. If the real milk now, I'd travel. If I could drive.
I don't think you can drive to space.
If I had the radio now, I'd be happy enough.
There's no sound in space.
Should they have Midwest any old day. I drive to Mars, no hassle.
Would you?
Yeah, there'd be no hassle. Huh? Would she drink rocket fuel? Say she would if she got it. Well, Sminix would be my rocket fuel.
Would it?
Yeah, last time I drank Sminix, I entered the X Factor. Well, I got through the first round.
No way.
No hassle.
No hassle.
They asked me to come back for the final, then I said, hey, look, I won't be around. Yeah, I'll take for Christmas.
Just about, Ben.
I'm around. Jeez, last year now, I was already put out.
Oh, yeah.
I got 3 sedaves, the handbag.
Did you?
She gave it back to me.
Why?
Said it didn't fit.
Handbag?
Look, I said, look, no hassle.
No hassle.
I'm not sure she was trying to do with it, but I thought they were all the one size, you know.
They are, I think, Betty, yeah.
She does have big hands, though.
Does she?
Yeah, no, I like a woman with big hands, you know what I mean?
Why?
Yeah, like in the evenings there, I'd be lonely, you know. You look for a bit of company in the evenings, you know.
Oh.
She might have given me a hand, changed either. You know? cleaned the shed up.
Real romantic, Betty.
Just the Astra hadn't been hoovered in 10 years, like, and I tell you, it was fair traffic in and out of it, like, you know.
No ass.
Things didn't work out with Teresa anyway, you know. I used to call her over Sunday evening, like, you know, we'd have Tish going.
Yeah.
Could be a bit of rhubarb sponge, you know. But like, yeah. Jesus, I called in one day and there was currants inside in the scones. I knew we were fucked. And she asked me then to meet the parents and I said, I won't be around.
Of course.
Currants, like.
Yeah, jelly currants.
Why didn't you just shoot me? Get it over with. No hassle.
No hassle.
And I heard she was a bit of a Snow White.
What do you mean Snow White?
Snow White inside in the house with 7 lads. Jeez, so desperate. It's cruel.
No, no,
I don't know if she'd been on tea or what, like, but Jesus. <geez, 'cause, laughs> I'd say she would if she got it. It was cruel. What was going on there? This was desperate. I tell you, Noel's not talking to you anyway.
Is he definitely not? Is he proper put out?
He's taking off of it, yeah. He's sour enough. Look, I won't keep you long now, but I don't have any news, but I have a little song I want to play for you.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant, Paddy. Jeez.
Hey, hang on now. Pick up the phone there now. You can see me. Get me icker.
Ow.
Come Niall, on, Paddy. Are you picking that up, Niall? You are.
Neil.
I am Paddy, yeah.
Niall Keshby, man after my own heart. Some fucking Washington bit in here. If you want your messages delivered for the shop out to your house, a bale of briquettes, a pack of yoghurt, Fong will drop them out, a box of washing up powder, a bottle of fizzy pop, stand out by your driveway, the Fong doesn't stop. Oh, I used to drive the milk truck, tipping round the town, but I got into a race with a Subaru, I had to put the foot down. At the turn, I hit him a clout, I shook him in the middle of a roundabout, steam rising from the bonnet. Would she drink ale? Sure, if she got it. I drove for ESB and Barry's Tea, FCA and AIB, CIE, FPD, everyone except the Gardaí. Monday driving, Tuesday driving, Wednesday driving too. Friday driving, Saturday driving, Fong will drive for you. Except Thursday, I won't be around Thursday. I'm sculling calves at Wales. I had a little green van, she never let me down. Parcels and letters, all the post of the town. People were giving out, cause all their post was drowned. I'd roll down the window and fire them out. Jeez, you couldn't be stopping at every house. I was dragging and tearing for telecom Aaron, driving the truck with the kegs of Guinness. One or two might have gone missing. I drove the Alps and the Amazon, gasping for a cup of tea and it's gone, driving in my underpants and vest. I blew a clutch in Budapest. I drove for ESB and Barry's Tea, FCA and AIB, FBD, CIE, everyone except the Gardaí. Monday driving, Tuesday driving, Wednesday driving too. Thursday driving, Saturday driving, Fong will drive for you. Except Friday, don't be around Friday. Okay, everyone have a spider on that. She want me to have a look at it. I said, no bother, okay, I'm into you.
No hassle.
No hassle. They say the times are changing and that cars will drive themselves. 25 hours a day at the wheel is bad for your health. I drive a boat, I drive a plane, a bicycle, a dumper and a crane. Smoke rising from the bonnet. What she drink, girl? Sure, if she got it. Whoop, whoop. I drove for ESB, Barry's Tea, FCA and AIB. No hassle. FBD, CIE, everyone except the Gardaí. Monday driving, Tuesday driving, Wednesday driving too. Friday driving, Saturday driving, Fong will drive for you. Oh, except Thursday, I'll be around Thursday. I'm doing the beds. I'm doing the beds on my Louis.
Oh.
Yeah. It's in the winter shrubbery.
And shrubbery. Fatty Fong, it's been an absolute pleasure.
You want to pay that man?
We look after him with a few pounds.
Your fucking sauce money now, I'll tell you that. Huh? He took the sauce.
You didn't know for one thing.
Okay, Maureen is busy tearing Vodafone broadband a new one, so Neil the intern is stepping up to the mark this week. Neil, what is your mystery topic?
All right, so this week's mystery topic is gender reveal parties.
Wait now, is this your mystery topic or is this Maureen's mystery topic out of your mouth?
Maybe the latter.
Maura has put a verbal gun to your head. Okay,
something
right.
Like that. Right, so what I want to know, or what Maura wants to know, is your opinion on these gender reveal parties. Would you have one? Would you go to one? What do you think? Now, I'm going to pull a Maura and say, think about that, and I'll give you some facts.
Yes! Oh, you've really slid into this role, Neil.
Right, so no surprise, these things started in America.
Of course.
Back in the late 2000s, of course. So the first one was from a blogger in Chicago. I'm going to try and say her name, Jenna Carvonidis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. She announced the gender of her child via cake. Now, last year, she actually expressed regret at having helped start the entire thing because of how far people have been taking it in recent years.
Okay.
So you obviously you've seen these things go on online. They use, you know, gender associated colours to announce
blues, blue, pinks.
Yeah, you know the drill. But they often go wrong.
Oh.
So some instances have led to injury, damage.
Well, of course.
Death.
It's not a stag. Come on.
Right. 2017, there was a fire in a sawmill in Arizona caused by a party that combined blue powder and an explosive. $8 million in damage.
Oh.
Right? At a sawmill.
At a sawmill.
You won't get that back in child maintenance. Hey,
who's having a gender reveal party at a sawmill?
With explosives.
Have you ever been to a sawmill?
No. Noisy.
Last year, an Iowa woman was killed when debris from an explosion of a homemade device blew up at a relative's party. So
oh
it wasn't, she wasn't a parent, she was there for somebody else. And then more recently, you definitely would have heard this one, last September, there was a pyrotechnic device that started the El Dorado fire in California, destroying homes, prompting evacuations, burning thousands of acres and causing at least one death of a firefighter.
Was that as a result of a gender reveal party?
Yeah. Yeah, this hit the news.
Oh my God.
Late September, they found the cause of it. They were able to follow it back. And this hit social media. So they've obviously had a lot of criticism, but I want to know, what do you think of them? Would you have one?
No. You?
Me? No. I don't think it'd be our kettle of fish at all.
I don't know anyone in Ireland who has had one. Maybe some like bloggers or people.
I've seen them on Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've seen them on Facebook. Now someone's like, oh, it's, you know, popping balloons and that, like, you know, up in Bellubi. You know, it's like...
They're really only common in, like, English-speaking countries.
Yeah.
You don't see them.
The ones I've seen is like, you know, you pop a balloon and either blue confetti comes out or pink confetti comes out. I've seen a lot of people doing that. Now, I wouldn't be bothered in that. But what I will say is I would like to know the sex of the child before I had it.
Yeah, but...
Not before I had it.
For herself.
Yeah.
But who, like, if the mother doesn't know the sex of the thing growing in her, who fills the balloon? Like, does the doctor...
they have a friend. They'll have somebody in their circle, that will know.
Yeah, I seen Harry Kane done one on. I was watching that Tottenham, the Amazon documentary, and they had like a football hanging from the crossbar, like a blown up football, and he had to like kick a ball and hit the football, hit the like inflatable, and then it burst into
like a pinata.
Yeah, basically.
Do you want to know some of the other ways people have done it?
Yes.
Oh God.
There's been the common ones are like cutting cakes, smoke, popping balloons, confetti, streamers, pinatas. Then there's fireworks, which are obviously one of the more dangerous ones. But there was a couple in Louisiana that had an alligator bust open a watermelon. Now that's something you'd only see in Louisiana.
That's America. Yeah.
Now I would just like to know like the gender of the child, of me possible unborn child, because like it's pure nosiness, to be honest. Like, I like knowing. I don't like surprises.
What's in it?
Yeah, it's like I don't like surprises, even like Christmas, whatever. It's like, tell me what I'm getting. So, like, I want to know, you know, is it a boy or a girl? So,
what if Annie turned around and said she wanted to have one?
Gender review.
She wouldn't.
Or a friend. There's someone down the club or something.
Well, you see,
some lad is after saying,
now, you've put me under pressure, but, like, yeah, no, we'd probably be like, oh, that's a great idea. And we'd probably go to the party, but then, you know, behind the rack, we'd probably just cut the back off.
It's just an excuse to get together.
It's an excuse for, you know, but, like, look, we've taken everything, a lot of things we take are from America. Like, so, like this gender reveal, like baby showers. Like, that is proper in now.
Mm.
Like, everybody does that now, I think.
What is a baby shower? When you find out your mate is pregnant, you get
together. Yeah, like, you all have a day. Like, it's like a hen, but where for, like...
She can't drink.
Yeah, for a pregnant woman. So, a lot of your friends come over, get pissed and give you presents for a child.
Did you see the one in the UAE where this lad, like, hired a massive building? And like the whole thing had like a big, like a New Year's Eve countdown. And then it was like, it's a boy. There was like LED lights on the entire side of the building.
Oh, yeah.
Want big budget for that, lad.
Some waste of money.
Yeah, like, hey, I wouldn't be spending any money on gender reveal parties or anything like that because you're going to have to buy a pram. They're expensive. Car seats, they're expensive.
Yeah.
You know, baby grows. I don't know, other stuff that babies need. Bottles. You know,
school uniforms.
Yeah. Listen, your life's about to get a whole lot more expensive. So on that one, Neil, no to the gender reveal parties for the two Johnnies.
Look, if you want, have them.
Yeah.
Do what you like, but like, don't invite us. Don't forget to rate, review, and tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast. Use the hashtag Two Johnnies Pod. That's the number two to get in touch. You can email us podcast@thetwojohnnies.ie and get us on Instagram @thetwojohnnies. And you can suggest future topics you want to hear us talk about as well. The whole lot. All your correspondence. Give us everything. Now it's time to finish the podcast as usual with our
Yurts and Dirts of the Week.
John Bernard, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, my Yurts of the Week. We're always getting sent free stuff, but this week we got a jersey from India.
Mm.
There's a GA club there called Wolfhounds, and the sponsor on the front of their jersey is Jamerson. But obviously, well, not obviously, I guess, in India you can't have alcohol advertising.
Okay.
So underneath Jamerson it says music and CDs, like typed in like Times New Roman font.
No way.
Yeah, so it's just like, no, they don't make whiskey. They're like a music company, and people in India obviously aren't familiar with them. Oh, so.
Well, you've outed them now.
I've outed them now, yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely class. My Yurt of the Week is, right, films. You know what I mean? You know, I like a little, this time of year, I like to get a little bit soppy, and yeah. I will indulge in a rom-com. Now, I had never seen The Holiday.
The Holiday starring Jude Law.
Jude Law, Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, and Jack Black, right? They're the four main characters. I'd never seen it before. So I sat down one night and last week and I watched it. Watched a bit of it, right? Because I only really watch telly when I'm in bed, like proper in bed. And I watched like the first 25 minutes of it and I was like, oh, this is brilliant. Jude Law, summerite.
You're a handsome man.
Wow. He's not so much, you know, back then he looked really good. Really, really good. His eyes, oh my God. Anyway, I was watching it. Around 25 minutes gone in the first day, I was like, look, I'll turn it off now before I fall asleep. And I came into you the next day and I was like, man, I watched The Holiday last night, never seen. You were like, yeah, I should never see that. Yeah, Jude Law, he's two kids in it. I was like, what? You ruined the big twist in the whole film by telling me. Now, I went back the following night and finished it off and it is still a class film. Real warm, fuzzy feeling inside. But I think Jack Black was miscast. I don't think he should have been in it.
I can't remember it well enough, but I will say one thing. You've now ruined it for all the listeners who hadn't seen it.
Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. It's too late now to do a spoiler alert.
You're making me sound out bad. I was trying to remember and I was like, oh, is that the one where Jude Law has a load of kids?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that was such a pivotal moment in the movie.
Like. I couldn't get that out of my brain. And when I went home that night, I was like, he is some evil man. Have you got a dirt, John?
I don't have a dirt, but I wanted to give a shout out, speaking of whiskey, to our good buddy, yep. My namesake, John O'Brien in Tumi Vara, who used to hurl for Tipperary. He's releasing his own whiskey, Jim Mack, the Hurler's whiskey. And he sent us two bottles, which we're going to sip over Xmas. But when back in 2010, I released a song, the Premier Rap, for the Tip Hurling team. And I got to play on Up for the Match on RT2. And the line in it, we did a rehearsal, was... For John O'Brien, I nearly blew me load when I saw him do the biz on Jones's Road. And the producer came down with a sheet of paper and he was like, blew me load. You can't say that. You're going to have to replace that lyric. And I was like, yeah, grand, whatever. So I changed it to like, John O'Brien, we had to stop the show or something like that. And John O texted me the night before the All-Ireland. He's in the hotel watching up for the match. And he texts me saying, I buy Johnny B. I bet you'll blow the load tonight. So Jono, I didn't, but thanks for the text. And best of luck to you and your Jim Mack, your new whiskey.
Classic.
My word of the week last week, Cronshawling.
Mm.
Given out.
Made up word, yeah.
It's not made up. Okay. A lot of people saying they use it, and some people say it roughly translates to like bone gnashing, something like that. It's basically giving out, nagging someone. Thank you for all the people who got in touch. My word this week. So, you know, we often say like, go on, you scut.
Yeah.
But the definition of scutting is to gain a ride on the back of a moving vehicle, holding onto it by any means possible, is the definition of scutting.
Okay.
Do you ever see Marty McFly with the hoverboard or skateboard holding onto the back? That is technically
scutting.
In old Irish terms, scutting.
Scutting.
Scutting. Go on, you scut.
You've blown
Freeloader.
You've blown my mind. I don't have a dirt. How could I follow up with a dirt after that, Johnny?
Also, the new Scooter song, Paul is Dead, is a banger.
That is a banger.
I'm not even listening to it ironically. Their previous single, Fuck 2020,
yeah,
it's a bit cheesy. It's not great. We don't give a penny. But Paul is Dead is a banger.
It is an absolute classic. Go and listen to that now. It's going to put you in a good mood. That's it for this week. From me, Johnny Smacks.
From me, Johnny B.
From me, Neil.
Hey! Wait.
What's his full title? Give him his full title.
From me, Neil the Intern.
That's a bit better. Good luck. Go on. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.